Welcome to Oust Now podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently. We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time. Oust Now podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics. Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue. We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in.
Woohoo, we are back with another episode, and it might be a bit of a tough one for some folks to listen to, but that's okay. We talk through it because guess what? When we talk through it, what does that mean? It's easier to let it go or find some understanding. And today's topic is actually a special request. So we got ourselves another request, which we're really excited about. And even though we put the poll up, we decided, you know what, we're going to do both of them because we think both topics are equally important. And the request we received was for us to talk about forgiveness. And finding forgiveness is not always an easy path. There's different things that you may need to find forgiveness for, whether if that's forgiving yourself, forgiving others. I think those are the two big things that maybe a lot of folks will struggle with. I myself have struggled with it. And my thought is, hey, that could be any one of us that might be struggling to forgive something.
Well, I think we've all dealt with that to some degree or level. I think we've all had to deal with forgiveness, minor stuff, big stuff, regardless. But I think a lot of people, and I know we've heard it a lot of times, is that, you know, forgiveness is for us. It's not for the other person, because half the time they don't know. Anyway, they could care less, depending on who it is, you know? So forgiveness is definitely for ourselves, not for the other party. Yeah.
Okay, so I can think of one for me, or I can think of a couple. And I'm very happy sharing. I have no qualms about talking about it. And, you know, like I've shared before, like, even though I've kind of graduated when it comes to therapy, one thing I have noticed is when something is not bothering me anymore, I don't really talk about it as much. You know what I mean? So we had a situation come up earlier this year, and I won't go into all details because I am trying to protect the privacy of other people because it does involve other people. And I was saying, you know, to my therapist, I'm like, well, you know, I don't understand. Like, I have to walk into this situation and be fully supportive of this person when I really feel as if there have been some wrongs done. Mm. And without accountability on the other person, there's no accountability, but I have to walk into this fully supportive role. Mm-hmm. And I have to put this other stuff aside, even though I'm still hurt behind it, because, you know, the issue is bigger than me and bigger than us, bigger than all of us.
Right.
And my therapist says to me, well, you know, if you can't forgive the person, maybe start by forgiving yourself. And I was like, huh? Like, excuse me,
How'd
that work? And what he was trying to tell me was like, well, forgive yourself for holding on to this shit for so long. And it really made me think, like, holy crap. I'm not right. even mad at this other person. I'm more mad at myself that I held on to it for so long.
Wow, that's profound.
So, like, that's an example that I can share when it comes to finding forgiveness. Is it always easy? Absolutely not. But like one of the things that I learned while kind of reading through this or trying to find resources, because you know we always do this, we're always trying to find resources, and I didn't understand this before. So there is an article from Very Well Mind, and it seems like the way I'm reading this article, the reason why we can't, so here's a little bit of context. So here are some things that forgiving someone doesn't mean. So you can forgive someone, yes. Do you have to forget? No. So it doesn't mean, so I'll kind of run through the list and I'll try to be quick about it. So forgiveness doesn't mean you are pardoning or excusing the other person's actions. It doesn't mean that you need to tell the person that he or she is forgiven. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't have any more feelings about the situation. It does not mean there is nothing further to work out in the relationship or that everything is okay now. Mm-hmm. It don't mean that you should forget it ever happened. Knock, knock. I said that. And it doesn't mean you have to continue to include the person in your life.
Right. It that really does tap on what my growth came to, because that's how I used to feel. I feel like, oh, mm-hmm. forgive me. That means that person, you know, is back in your circle, back in your life. That put it in such a better terminology.
No, it's the same thing for all intents and purposes. Like it is what it is. Like you don't have to include them. And it's funny that it's funny about that because I as I think back to it, like I am very selective on what I share with people and parts and pieces. Like, so, or the parts of me. That's why I try not to put my kids on social media and stuff like that, or my husband on social media, because I'm like, anyone that's really important to me, any relationship that's really important to me, I keep that close. But that also means, like, if I'm catching up with somebody who, you know, I feel like the trust was broken at some point, I try to keep my circle pretty tight, and I don't overshare. I really try hard not to, because I'm like, no, I don't have to include all these pieces of my life with you because our trust has been broken at some point. So that's actually something that I do. And it's weird for me to be that way because I don't, you know, I'm pretty transparent with people that I trust. So when I have to not be that way, or I can't be fully transparent with you, like it's
well deserved.
Yeah, it's well deserved. Yeah, pretty much. And one of the things that I think has always been a misconception for me is that, you know, when you forgive someone that you have to forget it. But I have come to understand that no, you're not going to forget it. You're probably never going to forget that shit. So you accept it. And for what it is. But you're not going to forget, because, you know, that's what history is. And that's what's going to help you from preventing it to happen again. Self-preservation.
Right. And it also, me personally, I feel like in order for that person to be able to enter back into my life, they have to take accountability for whatever it is.
Or their role. Because like everyone, everyone thinks like, oh, I'm so wrong. But you know, there's two people in here, right? I'm just saying that, right? There's two people here. So if each person takes responsibility and accountability for the role that they played in the situation, it's a lot easier. But what happens when that person doesn't want to?
So I think that's when it falls into the, I forgive you, but I'm going to have to forgive you from all the way over here, because you do have some people, and you know, I hate to keep referring to my situation, but you have some people that don't even realize that they're wrong. They put narratives out there that would imply that they are blameless. Mm-hmm. And even in some situations, and I'm just talking about me, in some situations, because you've even had to tell me, because sometimes I'll take blame for stuff and you'll be like, well, wait, no. You know, like, no, like, why are you taking accountability for that? Like, you know, and but I think I've dealt with some people that just don't want to take accountability. So before they can move forward, or I would ever be able to move forward with them, you know, in my life, would have to be take some accountability for your nonsense. Like, stop blaming everybody else. And that's a part that I did see in one of the articles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, definitely. Like, you have to admit that there is a problem. You have to admit that you played this part in it.
Absolutely.
No matter how big or how small.
Yeah.
Even me.
Yeah.
You know, hey, this is the part that I played in it. I could have made a better decision right here. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very true. It's very, very true. And I think that's where it does get harder. It's like, man, if the other side can't accept responsibility, then that's where it becomes difficult. But I've also kind of come to, I don't know, I guess I've come to a place where I can, now for some people, please don't misconstrue this, because some people, I think there is no, I think for some people, there is nothing that you can do that will make them accountable for their actions, and misbehaviors. There are people out there who are like that, and we cannot forget that. But I think there are also people out there who, in that place, in that time, when that situation happened, they weren't in a good place. And how, or they weren't in a space or place in their life maybe not even in a mature space to say, okay, look, man, I just fucked up. And they can say, receive that for themselves. So for some people, there's nothing you can say or anyone can say outside of a therapist could get them to understand that what they've done is wrong. There are people out there like that, but there are other people who in that moment, they weren't mature enough. They couldn't set the boundaries the way that they needed to, for whatever reason they were going on in their lives. They couldn't do what they needed to do. And that was the root cause for the issue. And I've come to have some more empathy or more understanding for someone like that, because we are all in a growth process in life, and something that may have happened at 30 probably wouldn't happen at 40.
Mm-hmm.
We've experienced some growth and we've learned from life or situations that help us handle things better or set our boundaries better or talk about shit better with other people. So we kind of have to remember that there's some people you at some point, there will be a level of, okay, I think we can find forgiveness and we can move past, but there's some people that you just can't.
Right.
You just can't. But you still forgive them. Why? Because it's not about them. It's about you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And finding your peace.
Absolutely. I think when you first brought up this episode, or when it was first suggested, I really wasn't sure, you know, about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I hope I don't sound judgmental, but uh-uh. Yeah, I really wasn't sure about it. But you know, definitely now, I'm like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see how this could really, you know, apply.
I mean,
and like, be very important as far as moving forward.
And not like for us, like we're all at different stages, right? But if maybe you're a younger listener, our age range for listeners are somewhere in the 40s to 50s. But for anyone who's younger, who's listening to this, like this can really be valuable to them. Because these are some of the things we have learned through our experiences, and someone who's maybe in their 20s, moving into 30s, they're not going to see all this because they haven't lived it. So maybe this could be helpful for someone who's, you know, in the generations after us that might be able to find this valuable. And it's funny because like I see like even recently something came up where I had to be again, I was called upon for a task. I was called
to be the bigger person.
To be the bigger person.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh Lord. But I found myself very angry. Like I was in the initially, I was like, this shit again. I was having one of those moments. And I took like, I remember I was talking to you about it because I was like, I think I might need your help here because I'm trying to do everything that I can. And I don't know where else to go with this, but remember I said, well, I had to take a week before I could even start on my task because again, I'm being kind of vague purposefully. Because once
he wasn't for sure.
Well, yeah, but the other thing it was I wanted to make sure that I was coming from the place that was not from a hurt place, right? Because when the situation came up, I was like, oh, here we go again with this shit.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. It's not funny. I'm so sorry.
But that's how I felt. And it was, it's kind of funny now, right? It's funny. But in the moment, I was just angry. I was like, you know, I feel.
I'm not up for this.
Yeah. So I had to get right. I was like, Tanya, you better check your shit. And do what's the right thing here, because the right thing here is for you to do this task that you're called upon and go ahead and get it done. But initially I was very angry because it did bring up a lot of that old shit, and it kind of circles back to, well, doesn't mean that you're going to forget, and it doesn't mean that it's not going to hurt. And if it comes up again, this case in point, it did. I was like, again, kind of deal.
Gotcha.
But I think this could be valuable for younger people. And I really felt it helpful to kind of read that, because sometimes I think we feel like it's not normal. Like once we find forgiveness, we are supposed to let it go, but we don't. Like we do let it go, but it doesn't mean that the hurt fully ever goes away 100%.
I agree.
Maybe it's a woman thing. I'd love to get a man's opinion on this, because like sometimes the way that, if you're a guy listening to this episode, send us a message. We'd be happy to revisit this conversation from with a male point of view. Because I don't know if you feel the same way, but like, do you see the way that men handle it? Sometimes it's like, okay, yeah, okay, I'm done with it. It happened. Oop.
Sorry.
It's okay. I have seen instances where they're like, okay, this happened. And okay, we move past it and that's it. We're good. Like I've seen it and I'm like, wow, you still walk. Like I think maybe women think of it a little bit differently.
I don't want to say, I don't want to sound sexist. I think it's the word that I'm looking for. I don't want to sound sexist, but I definitely, if I'm being honest with just me, and talking about nobody else, I think sometimes I can be that way. You know, I definitely gotten better with it with time, but I definitely feel like, yo, I can hold on to some stuff if you know, and sometimes it doesn't even suit me. I was about to say, I can hold on to some stuff if it suits me, but sometimes I can hold on to shit and it ain't even suiting me. It never does well when you hold on to it. If I'm being 100% transparent, there's no beneficial to you as a person holding on to stuff. But yeah, I've definitely gotten better with it. I definitely feel like I've gotten better with being able to forgive and distance and really letting it go and not feeling like the desire to have that person back in my circle. I don't think I've gotten to that level until like my older years. And I think it's a good point that she was like, you know, young people, you know, if you're listening, I think that's dope because in that place.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And even older people, like sometimes we get stuck and we can't get out of our own way. That's facts. Like, I've been there as an older person. Right? No one is a perfect human being. We are, even at this juncture in your life, you're always learning. Even in your 50s and your 60s and your 70s, you're always going to learn.
Right.
Whether if it's maturity or I don't know, but like, you're always going to be learning. So I think this episode may, while we're looking at it in terms of focusing on maybe the generations after us, that maybe they might find it helpful, but maybe some other folks might too. Maybe they just weren't in the space in their life in that moment to discuss it, right? Because finding forgiveness is a really big thing. And some people, you got to go to therapy over it. You can't handle it yourself. It might like rear its ugly head in the most inopportune moment. You're like, this shit.
Right?
And even sometimes you think you found forgiveness and then something happens and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not over it.
I haven't forgiven your ass yet.
I'm going to let that shit go, huh? Okay.
But I think it's also hard to decipher when is it? I think this is funny because like it's hard to decipher of the difference between, yes, I have found forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And when it's a healthy hurt because you have found forgiveness, and when it's an unhealthy hurt because you haven't found forgiveness, I think it's really hard to like decipher in between the two because you still feel hurt whether you have found forgiveness or not. So how do you know the difference? And that's where it gets tricky, I find. But me, I'm going to my therapist and I was like, oh shit, you know, this issue here is not because I haven't found forgiveness, it's because I have. But it still hurts, and that's okay. But pretending like the shit don't hurt, I think is maybe where we land ourselves into trouble, because then it's like you're avoiding it. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because part of the solution is admitting that there is one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not admitting that, you know, you're still hurt, you're still angry, you're still bothered by the situation, then it's kind of hard to forgive. It's kind of hard to get over it. And I remember if I was having a discussion with you or if it was one of my other really close girlfriends, but I remember saying to somebody else, like a different situation, that person really felt like there was still some animosity there, but it honestly was not. Like, look, I have no animosity. And I really think it was because of the circumstances with the situation. And when I say this, hopefully you'll know what I'm talking about, because I don't, like you said, respecting other people's privacy.
Mm-hmm.
But like, nah, girlfriend, you did me a favor. Like, that, there's no animosity here. I swear to you, it's not. And that's how you know that you're really over it. Mm-hmm. That's how you know. You know you're over it because you can really be like, no, I really am good. Like, you don't have to feel that there is tension. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for, because it's not on my end. If there's like any kind of tension, if there's any type of, that's you and your guilt, but it ain't got nothing to do with me, because I'm 100% okay. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how, you know, I don't know how that's going to come across, because I can't really be, you know, 100% transparent with that situation. But yeah, that person still feels like, oh, it's some, no, it's not, I swear. I swear for God.
But you know what that means, right? You know what that means?
No, but I feel like it's guilt.
Thank you. Because that's what I was going to say. Yeah, because they still have some feelings about it. And that's why it's kind of perceived that way. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, don't, no, no, honey. It's no guilt, not on my end. Like, if it's a problem, it's definitely coming from you because it's not from me because I am so over it.
Yeah. That's their whatever, maybe it's guilt or maybe they have some unresolved issues when it comes. They might feel that they, you know, that's on their end. And hey, it's okay. But if they have an issue, they can just say, hey, let's talk about it. And if they choose not to, well, there's nothing to do here.
Absolutely. And honestly, if I'm can oh, I hope this doesn't sound really bad, but I'm gonna have to be so honest about it. Like, even if that person was like, can we talk about this? I'd be like, I'm so over it. So I'd be like, no, there's nothing really to talk about. Do you think I would be wrong for that? Because in my mind, I'm like, I'm not going to entertain something to make you feel better. I'm good. I'm over it. There's really nothing here to discuss. You think I'm wrong for that? Because I'm like, well, what discuss what? You good, baby? I promise. Like, like I don't know. Like, I don't want to open up the door for a discussion just because the other party wants to feel better. Because I never did that. I didn't need them to come to me to feel better. I feel better because I'm over it and I did the work over here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. But then I'd be like, well, you know, I'm kind of past it. Like, I don't know what else is there to
To discuss.
discuss.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
You
I'm
can
like, yo,
say that,
what are we
but
talking
at the
about?
same time, like, I mean, I would entertain it. I would entertain it. Just
You
I'm like,
would?
I'm like, if that's gonna help you find peace, then fine. If you still sit with this shit, okay, fine. We can talk about it, but I can be clear and say, well, I've kind of moved past this, so I'm not really sure what needs to be discussed at this point, but I'm happy to entertain it. Because hey, if that's gonna help bring you some peace, sure, let's do it.
Really? That's such a nice way to look at it. 'Cause I'm
But
like, yo,
you can like you can
that's so
set a
considerate of
boundary.
you.
No, like you can set boundaries where it's like, okay, look. If you want to talk about it, that's fine. I'm happy to hear you out. But please know, I'm not holding, you can, like you said, I'm not holding any resentment towards you. So I'm not
Right.
sure, you can be as transparent as you can, but you can also set boundaries and be like, oh, you want to talk about it? That's fine. You know, just know I've kind of moved past it. But if this is what you need to help you move forward, then sure, let's go for it. But I, you know, set the boundary. I'm like, I'm not going to be disrespected or whatever it is you need to set. Because usually if there's an issue, there's either something's been broken, whether if it's trust, somebody exceeded a boundary, whatever. But you can do the same thing. Like, oh, sure, if this is what you need, I'm sure I'm happy to help you with that. But just know I've kind of moved forward. So let's make sure this happens in a respectful way. Right? I mean, I'm not, it's not gonna, like, it ain't gonna hurt me if you want to discuss it. And but then don't be like, and then don't be surprised. Like if it does bring up some shit, then okay, fine. The week will just be going in. But like,
Got you.
it is
Like,
what
oh,
it
you want to discuss it? You just be prepared.
Right.
We're going to discuss it, and I'm not going to be delicately doing so. Okay, I could see that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think the other thing is finding out the other person's intent. Like, what's your intent here? Like, what are you trying to solve?
Why do you want to discuss it?
Why do you, right? I think that should kind of preface the conversation. And you know, so I mean, I'm fine with that. Hey, this is what you need. You still hold on to stuff where you feel like you need to talk about that. Let's go ahead. We can talk about it. But just know that it's not going to be a one-sided conversation.
Because I'm gonna say, oh yeah, you know what? That's a really that's a positive way of taking it. I love it. I
Yeah.
love it.
So like I mean that's just my take on it, but I find that a lot of people are not willing to are unwilling to kind of go there when they're holding on to stuff, you know?
Well, I don't really think that it's me holding on to it as far as me not really opening the door for discussion. It's just that I just feel like, what are we talking about? Because I just feel like, yo, it's unnecessary. I'm not in that place. You're not in that place. It's really nothing else to really, you know?
Yeah. And to be honest, like, I really try to let, like, if it's something that happened, I will try to nip that shit in the bud really fucking quickly. That's like always my goal, because I'm not a perfect person, and I'm comfortable sharing this. Like, I had a conversation, and it wasn't even like, it's not even a big thing, but it is a big thing. Like, I was talking to one of the other moms, and we, you know, sometimes you shoot the shit at pickup and dot, dot, dot. And we were shooting the shit, and something came up. It was a very sensitive topic. And she said something in the course of the conversation. And I remember feeling like, why the fuck did I even bring this shit up? It was like, I was so mad at myself, because the topic, what we were talking about was, I won't go into that, but what we were talking about was very, very, it was a tough topic when it comes to moms and being able to conceive and maybe not being able to conceive. And it was along the lines of, well, were you going to have any more? And it was me and it was two other moms. And then the fact that the topic even was brought up, I was like, fuck, how did we even get on this topic? And I felt so bad. And I said to the very next day, I said, listen, I am so sorry that that conversation even happened. And I hope that it didn't like hurt you in any way, because I know how hurtful this is. I'm trying to nip that shit up out in the bud really fucking fast, so there's no odd feelings or any resentments. Because sometimes we can hurt somebody without even realizing it.
Realizing it. Oh, that's so true. But that also goes into what we spoke about earlier, or what I tapped on earlier, about being accountable for your stuff. Like, you knew in that, you know, later, hey, you know what? I maybe, you know, I was wrong for X, Y, and Z. And you were big enough to go to that person and be like, hey, yo, if this offended you, so forth and so on.
Yeah, I was quick with it too. I was like, you know what? I value these interactions with being with other moms, because she's also a mom to like with a child living that, you know, that only child life. So we bond over that. So I was like, this relationship is important enough for me to kind of say, look, I apologize, and I hope it didn't, you know, and I just brought it really quickly, because I was like, that's what I needed. I don't even know if she was feeling the same way, but after I talked to her about it, she was like, yeah, I could tell you felt really bad about that. So she wasn't as bothered.
She wasn't,
but it was heavy on my heart that I may have brought up some things that happened in the past. That's, you know.
Got you.
So it's just, you know, just nip it in the bud really quickly, because I think that's the other part, is that when something happens, the longer it takes to have that open conversation, the harder it is to heal from it. And it's like you said, accountability. Like, damn, this shit didn't play out how I was hoping. Let me talk to the other person. And however it shakes out. Yeah.
That's profound. Yeah.
But had you asked me the same question 20 years ago, I probably would have handled it different.
Like, yeah, what's your problem?
Right.
I do not. Oh, you took that personal? Well, shit, that sounds personal.
No, I've always been a sensitive soul, but I probably wouldn't have addressed it so quickly. It was like within the day. I was like, listen, the following day, but I may have held on to it for a little bit longer. But that's, you know, 20 years of growing.
Growth?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Did I say it? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to just butt in, but yeah.
No.
According to this article on ComSage, there are seven steps. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure it could be more, but according to this article, it's seven steps of forgiveness. I thought that this was a really good tool. And I do appreciate you, sis, because I mean, I do attempt to do it, but I feel like you really fact check before we do an episode. You're investigating.
Man.
And I love it. You're finding some good stuff. You I was like, oh yeah, that's pretty good. So the 7 steps to forgiveness, according to this article. The 7 steps of forgiveness, according to this article written by Kirti Batai, or Bati. I hope I said her name correctly. But it was a really good article, and I thought this was really good, useful information. In the first stage is the hurt stage, and that is just acknowledging that you have been hurt and that you are feeling hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So stage 2 is the hate, and it is wise to remember that it's the sin, not the sinner. So it's whatever act that they did, not the actual person themselves.
That's hard. That's so a tough profound, one.
Right? That's so profound.
I was like, oh, hang on, wait a minute.
And it's so biblical because everything that's like totally in the Bible. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's so facts.
But then it's facts. Do we always remember to focus on the thing that happened versus the person? That's a hard one to kind of acknowledge.
Right? Isn't that so profound? Like, oh, wow. I really have to kind of like let that sink in and really take that in and learn from that statement. Isn't that crazy? But that's really, you know, that's a really good one.
It is.
I dislike this and I hate what they did, but I don't hate that person. So that's such a that's a good one.
But I think when we're in the midst of it, it's hard to separate the two.
It is.
It's really hard. And I've never looked at it this way either. Like, hey, listen, don't forget you have to focus on this, the action, not the person. Huh. Fair enough. Okay.
Fair. So stage 3 is the hook. And that's kind of where you feel that you have a power over that person because you're not being forgiving. But I definitely think that goes back into what we were speaking about earlier, is that forgiveness is not really for that other person. It's for you. So I think it's kind of like being in denial, right? A little bit. Like they don't care that you haven't forgiven them. Like you think because you're not talking to that person that you're doing something, but you're really not. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Right?
Yeah. The way that I'm looking, I'm like, oh, it just brought up something that happened. And I was like, do you think you're hurting me?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you think? Because I meant the worst, honey.
Right. Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. What you said, I was like, yeah, you think because you're not talking to me that's affecting my story? You think that's going to affect my day to day? No, girl. I'm good. I promise. Like, it might be affecting you, your day to day. You might, because you think you're doing something, but I assure you, we good.
It brought me to that. I was like, oh, so is that what that is? Oh, dang. How about that? Well,
right?
Funny. Okay.
Right? Oh, you really? Oh, okay. Hmm. Big muscle then. Go ahead. Okay. Okay, so stage 4 would be healing. And in this stage of forgiveness, you have to keep moving on from one stage to another so that you can heal. So it's using those steps and continuing almost like a staircase. That's how I envision it. It's kind of like up the staircase or up the ladder, one stage at a time, and kind of building that forgiveness, that healing process. You have to heal. The other person has to heal. The offender has to heal, which I really kind of can appreciate that, because I think a lot of times when we are looking at forgiveness, just like I had said previously, that forgiveness is for us, but we also have to take into account the other person may also be hurt as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sometimes we don't realize, like, we don't always realize that, damn, man, I fucked up. You know what I mean? And sometimes that, yes, I very much understand that. Yeah, because sometimes we don't realize that we could be the person who's hurting someone else unintentionally. Right. But if, you know, yeah, that's a real thing. So one of the things that I love about this article is that, you know, it's called The Steps of Forgiveness. And for this particular author, she felt like she found that to forgive someone, it comes in four stages, right? And those are the stages that Janine just went through. She goes on to say, here are the, like, even though she categorizes it to forgive, there's four stages in forgiving, but she does go into the actual steps to get to forgiveness. And it kind of goes back to what we were saying for the stage one, which is hurt.
Acknowledge, right? Yeah. Acknowledge your pain. Right. Acknowledge your pain. Step two, think before you decide. And that kind of goes to something that we talked about before, where you have to kind of go back to why are you feeling this way? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it's not the actual incident, but sometimes you have past traumas that make that particular incident seem more intense than maybe it really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I told you how my oldest daughter kind of helped me because she was always messing with my things and I couldn't figure out why I was so angry. Like, stop messing with my stuff. And then I'm like, oh, you know what? This ain't even about her. This is about me and my years and my stuff that I had to deal with growing up. And so now I'm funny about my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So step three, acceptance of the past. Oh, that's good. You know, accepting what happened, that it happened, it's in the past. And why hold on to that?
I think that's also a hard step. It's hard. It's not so easy to accomplish that. That, yo, this shit happened. Right. That shit happened. Yep, it happened.
And I actually just did some content on that. I kind of feel like moving forward, you cannot keep looking back into the past. You can't heal, you can't move forward or progress if you're looking back there instead of looking ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So step number four is make your decision. So in that step, it's whether you're going to forgive that person or not. And you have to be honest with yourself. Because sometimes I think we even say or illusion ourselves into believing that we've forgiven a person and we really haven't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you make the decision.
I've definitely been, right. I've been guilty of that. I don't know about you, but I've definitely been guilty of that. Oh, yeah, I'm good.
And right? Like, hold on, wait a minute.
I'm still side-eyeing your ass. I don't know.
I'm still salty.
I'll think about it. I'll sleep on it. I'll let you know. Get back to you on that.
But I mean, I think that's really important, right? Because there's,
right,
if you make the decision, you make the decision. Because there's all these different, like, the effects of holding on to this stuff is a really big thing. And we can go into that, like, next. But yeah, if you make the decision, make the decision.
Absolutely. And then step number five is make amends. And I definitely feel like that kind of, if you read the article, you see how that can kind of play into, you know, deciding if you're going to make amends or if you're going to leave that in the past and just focus on new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have to make that decision. Hey, I can forgive you and actually, you know, we can repair this, or I can forgive you and I can just leave that in the past and I'm just going to move on. I think that really does play a part in, like, in most relationships, but I really kind of associate that. I could see that because I was about to associate that with, like, an ex, but I could totally see that in family and a lot of other relationships as well. Friendships. Mm-hmm. Like, are we going to fix this and mend this relationship, or I'm just going to move on. And I think it depends on what the heck they did.
That's true. Yeah. Like, even like, I've had to, like, I don't know. I have a friend who, like, we grew up together. But our relationship is more like sisters, even more so than friends. And I found myself not being a good friend or not a good sister to her, because some of the things that, just because the things that were happening around that time, it was hurting me to see her that way. And like, I had to distance myself, right, from it, from the situation, because I'm like, I know that you're better than this. I know you deserve better for this than this. And it was hurting me to see her. And I was not a good friend. I was not a good sister friend. And years later, we did make amends, and I had to apologize and say, you know, I know I wasn't a good friend to you, but here is why. And even through that, she was like, it was never you, it was me. So like, we got there.
Okay.
But it's important. And I think that's why I do make it a point to say, okay, if you want to revisit this, even if I feel this way, we're going to talk about it. In this instance, since we were both feeling some kind of way, right? Because she was important enough to me to say, okay, I owe you this. I owe you to the time to say your piece. And it just worked out. She was like, man, I'm not holding any hard feelings on you. But I'm like, oh my God, I wasn't a good friend to you. And I wasn't a good person for you. And I wasn't supportive. And I felt really bad about that. And it was just, but we made the amends. But to the day, like, if you need me, girl.
And I think that plays a part in it too. Yeah. It depends on not only what the person did, but it depends on who the person is. Mm-hmm. Like, there are some people that have wronged me, and they could come and apologize, but I would never feel the need to ever have anything to do with that person. Like, for example, that person that I thought I was close with that literally jeopardized my job and literally tried to fight me on the job and have everybody looking at me side-eyed, and you know what I'm saying? And they were really, you know, like, that person, I could care less about repairing a relationship. I would forgive you, and I do, you know, maybe not fully. Let me stop lying, because I think I still do have some animosity.
It's hard not to, girl. I'd be
because like, I'm like, yo, you really got people fooled, don't you? But, you know, like, you had to bring to my attention, and I thank God for people like you and like some other really close friends of mine who was like, yo, just wait for it, because people are going to see it, because that person can portray whatever, but who they are, who they are. And you just keep being you. And that's exactly what, you know, and I appreciate those encouraging things that you guys always say, but like, that relationship, I would never repair that relationship ever.
Yeah. It's no need.
That person is out here. Gosh. Girl,
forgive me for saying
it. Forgive
me for saying that. But there's something wrong with that person.
Like, yo, what is wrong with you? And good, that power of manipulation. I don't want to go into that again, but you know, because that's gonna, I don't know. Girl, I had to take a breather. But anyway, like, you dirty but anyway. So yeah, definitely it depends on what they did and who they are, in my opinion. That's what determines on whether we're going to repair that or not. Mm-hmm. If it means that much, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And even if it was a relationship that I would be willing to repair, like, after that right there, nah, we good. You took it to the limit.
There's nothing coming. What? They don't come back from that shit.
You can't, right?
No, ma'am.
And and I don't know if I had told you this, but do you know that person really kind of did something similar to somebody else and went back to that person? Now, they didn't actually assault that person, but they went back to that person and was like, you know, I apologize. You know, I was, you was a friend to me. I miss our friendship. And that person was like, well, yeah, I forgive you, but nah, wouldn't that be cool?
Oh my God, that's true. It's like when my ex-husband reached out and I was like, why would I even respond to you? It was like, ignore, asshole. And I wasn't even angry about it. I was like, I moved on. I've remarried. Why are you still on some shit? I guess you must have some issues that you need to figure out on your end. Now, that's the one time I didn't allow make a space. That's one person that I did not make a space to make, like, to make the amends, because I'm like, this is all on you. I'm remarried. I believe that you are remarried. Ain't shit to talk about here. You're not coming to me with nothing. So there's some instances where it's just like, yeah, we didn't even have to have a conversation. Nope.
But see, this is how I feel about that. And maybe that's why I said what I had said earlier about the other situation. It's because that's that guilt. Mm-hmm. That's that guilt. And that guilt is probably eating away at you, right? And so now you want to come to me and have a conversation to make you feel better. Mm-hmm. Do you not think that's what it is?
Oh, I think 100%.
And I'm like, I'm not having that conversation with you.
And I don't know. Like, I didn't know. I didn't care enough to know. All I knew was like, no, I've moved on. There's no need to have a conversation about anything. You, sir, are an ex for a reason. And it's the one instance where I wouldn't give the person that space because I felt like it's a very slippery slope. And I know how you operate or have operated in the past. And you ain't doing that shit with me. Ain't none of that.
Period.
No, sir. Block. No,
that's right. You will not pin that. Oh, there it is. Usually I'm the queen of blocks. So if you block somebody, you mean that.
Because I feel it's disrespectful. When it comes to like some relationships, right, it's very disrespectful. And I would never disrespect my husband in that way. And I told him about it. I told my husband, I was like, look, I told him. And I said, this is what I did. And I blocked that person. I think it's kind of weird. But I'm just letting you know this happened.
What did he say?
Oh, I forget. What did he say?
But that's good though.
He had nothing. Like, what could he say about it? I was just like, I told him what happened. I addressed it and how I addressed it. There's nothing. Like, we have enough trust in another. Yeah, like he trusts me. I trust him. But I will say that's the one time where I was like, wrong. We're not having any additional conversations. But for the most part, I will.
Okay, number six is take back a lesson. So to paraphrase that, I feel like it's just simply saying, learn from that, figure out if it's worth your peace. Right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm at peace with it. So if I'm at peace with it, then, or understanding what's more important to you, is holding on to it or being at peace. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thing that I was saying earlier, that forgiveness is really not for the other person. It's really for you. Mm-hmm. It's so you can personally be in a better place.
Mm-hmm.
About that situation or what happened or how you was wronged. And then step seven is finally truly forgive. And finally heal yourself. And that's step number seven. That's the last and final step.
I like how she says it doesn't have to be a loud announcement.
Right, you don't have to go to that person and be like, yeah, I forgive you.
I forgive your ass. It don't have to be all that.
Unnecessary.
Just quiet inside. I forgive you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Doesn't that kind of play into what I was saying earlier about like I can forgive you, but I can forgive you right on over here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can forgive you and have my peace and be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And not have to ever tell you about it, never even have to have a discussion, because mm-hmm. I'm doing this for me. I'm not doing this to make you feel better. I'm doing this because this is what I need for my healing and my peace.
Mm-hmm. And it's true. I think that it depends on the relationship. like what type of relationship it is that really I think plays the biggest factor in some of these variables, like how important is the relationship to you, and do you have like understandings, like it ain't probably ever going to be the same, and you're going to have to acknowledge that and accept it. But how important is that person to you? So there's a bunch of different variables when it comes to this. But I think the big thing is when it comes to forgiveness is the why, in terms of like the benefits, like what is the benefit of finding forgiveness? So all of this is great to say, but why are we doing this? Right? Part of it is for you, but like holding on to those negative emotions, negative feelings, it really does affect your health.
Yes, girl. Yeah, very unhealthy. Not healthy, please.
It is not healthy. And like with the very well mind, like, and some of these things I already knew, but there are,
sums it up.
Yeah, it kind of sums up, like it kind of lists out some of the things that can happen when, like, the mental health effects of holding on to this resentment and anger. It goes into the physical health effects. That's why they'd be like, what's your stress level? That's why I do a lot of walking to reduce my stress level. But it even goes into like social effects and some of the benefits. So I really like that article. And, you know, we don't have to go into the whole article, but it does speak to like how holding on to that stuff, it impacts you negatively and what the things that it can cause. What I love about this article is that it goes into some of the things, and you guys can read it for yourself. But like, I thought it was interesting how like, holding on to some of those negative emotions and stuff, how it could, you know, cause anxiety or even cause aggressive behavior. I have had that happen to me where I was the aggressor and I was like, what the fuck did, what in the hell
just happened?
Yep. And I didn't know where it was coming from, but then I realized I was the aggressor out of fear. But because I still had some negative emotions when it came to like an old car accident, I was hollering and screaming like an asshole. And I was more aggressive and I was like, Tanya, this isn't even you. But I was holding on to a negative emotion when it came to an old car accident. I was like, and I'm like, I am embarrassed. So that has happened to me. And that's just one example of like holding on to some of those negative emotions can impact us negatively. And then it does go on to say, and again, y'all can read the article yourself, but then it goes into some of the physical health effects that holding on to some of this stuff can, how it can impact you and your body. Do you want to do that one?
According to this article, the physical health effects of you holding on to this unhealthy grudge and anger, it can cause problems on your heart. According to this article, physical health effects that can happen to your body as a result of you holding on to anger and not letting things go is cardiovascular health, digestion. Oh, I could so see that. Mm-hmm. I'm a digestion person. So digestion. That one is a big one for me because my stomach, girl, when I'm stressed out I could see that one really affecting me. Reproduction.
Wow.
Sleep. I could see that. And your immune system. Wow. So guess what? Check this out, because I have to read some of the symptoms, right? Because I'm looking at these symptoms like, wow, look at this. So headache, insomnia, upset stomach, heart disease, and asthma are all known to occur more commonly in those living under high levels of stress.
How many boxes do you check?
Girl. My lord. Let's see. Check. I think it's only one here that, and that would be the heart disease, really wouldn't. Some of the symptoms of those Adverse health effects would be headache, insomnia, upset stomach, heart disease, and asthma. They are all known to occur more commonly in those living under high levels of stress. Mm. I think I have felt all of them, except maybe the heart disease, but the rest of them, my asthma had really been acting up lately.
Yeah. So if there's ever an incentive to really think about working on some of those forgiveness, if you're still holding on to it, that's a really big incentive, especially if it's going to affect your physical health. And I know when I'm extremely stressed, and this has, you know, and I can suffer from insomnia and then headaches. I'll get like tension headaches. Upset stomach, not so much. And I don't really have asthma. Heart disease, thank God. I ain't there yet. I can lose a few pounds, but hey. But definitely the insomnia and headaches. And upset stomachs, not really. I have like other digestive issues, but I've never correlated to it from stress. But maybe it is, now that I think about it.
Huh. Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to let you have your epiphany moment, because I know I've heard you say that you have some stomach issues previously. And I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe that's not what it is on her end. I know that's what it is on my end, because look.
I'm like, no, wait, you have stomach issues? Yeah. Maybe denialing just a rib.
yeah. You know
Go ahead.
The only thing I kind of like about this article is that it not only talks about letting go of grudges, but it also kind of gives stuff about stress management. And it kind of leads into what you were saying earlier when you was like, you know, that's why I do a lot of walking. Mm-hmm. Because exercise is definitely one of those.
Yep.
And I do actually see that, you know, on the list. I'm so sorry. I know I got kind of sidetracked, but I was reading the article. I was like, yo, this is really good. So I really hope some people would be interested in looking at that article, because it really is good.
Oh, I mean, yeah, all of them really does good. Go in depth. I love, you're right. That's actually a really helpful tool. And thank you for pointing that out. I really do appreciate it. And this article really is too long for us to kind of to go through in this episode and still keep you, retain y'all listening. Because, you know, these short attention spans, I'm happy to get you for an hour to an hour and a half.
Right.
But we have the link for the article if anyone is interested in reading it. We're happy to share it, because it really does do a deep dive, and the fact that it goes into to tips four is really, really helpful. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where I even came to understand, like, oh, if you haven't found forgiveness, you're basically holding a grudge. I never equated it to the two, and I was like, oh, well how about that? I'm still learning. But it's a very, very good article, and it is from verywellmind.com, and the author is Sarah Van Buskirk. Okay, so Sarah Van Buskirk, and it's actually medically reviewed by Armin Poor, MD. So we're happy to share it if you guys want to listen to read it for yourselves. What do you think is the biggest thing you've learned?
Biggest thing that I learned, wow.
Or takeaway.
So my biggest takeaway, believe it or not, is that I'm better in this area than I thought I was. I definitely feel like I have really grown when it comes to forgiveness, that me forgiving and not reestablishing relationships is healthy. It's nothing wrong with that. And so I have realized that I really am further along than maybe I thought I was.
I agree. Yeah. And this topic was not as hard as I thought it was going to be either. So that's how I was like, but that's how you know that you're better off than you thought.
We're further along than we thought. Like, yes. Oh, this is going to be tough. Oh, forgiveness. What? Oh, wait a minute. I'm kind of there.
I'm like, okay. But we always have to remember that shit is going to happen. Life is going to happen, and we're going to have to, things are going to happen that we're going to have to work through. So holding on to some of these principles, even though this is where we are right now, if we hold on to these same principles, as life happens and shit happens, we can lean back or refer back to any principles that we've learned. So that way we can still be further ahead and better off from the situation, not worse off.
And can I just point this out really quickly to something that you spoke on earlier before we close out?
Mm-hmm.
Is that we do usually associate forgiveness with forgiving other people, mm-hmm. but we really have to work on those same steps when it comes to ourselves. Because mm-hmm. we mess up, or we have things that we feel like better, I could have handled this better. It kind of plays into that accountability, but that was really a good point that you made earlier. And I don't want to not really bring that into the light. So the same forgiveness that you are putting out there to other people, whether you reestablish those relationships or not, you have to give yourself that first. And that plays a lot into that health, that healthy place for yourself.
Yeah. Like, forgive yourself that, okay, it happened. Yeah. Forgive yourself for whatever reaction it was, whatever it was, negative or positive.
Right.
That will help you. And I, like, it's funny. Like, I think back to my therapist looking at me like, well, then just forgive yourself.
Yeah.
And to be frank, in forgiving myself for holding on to it, just like that, like I'm snapping. It was just literally like, just like that. I was like, oh, okay.
Right.
Well, then that's what it is. Okay. I can move forward. That's that.
Right.
So if nothing else, maybe that, like you said, that is. So if nothing else, that is the key part.
Right.
Forgiving yourself first. Like you said, find that forgiveness within yourself first. And it's going to make it easier for you to forgive the other person.
Right.
Yeah. Like you said. Yeah. But that's it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We hope we've done this episode justice. Thank you, Ms. B, for requesting it.
Absolutely. We appreciate you.
Yeah. We appreciate you. Yeah.
And feedback. Definitely feedback. We welcome feedback. Mm-hmm. I know I always try to remember to throw that out there, but we need it. That's how we grow, you know?
Yes. And there's different ways you can give us feedback. So on our website, ousenow.com, you can leave us a message and we can actually play that on a future episode if you want to be heard with whatever it is that you got to say. You think we're doing a shitty job, we'll throw that in there too. Think we're doing a great job, it'll be there.
Like, do better.
Right? We're here for it. Yeah, we can take it. If you know, reach out to us on our socials, that's another way. So yeah, we're here for any feedback that you got,
and we appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Mm-hmm. All right, peace out. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.ousenow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.